So throw off your masks. Yeah, otherwise the wrath of God. Anyhow, so
yeah, it's good to play with our masks. And even if we start knowing our own shadow side, it can be interesting also to play with that a little bit and not take it too serious. So this is a beautiful time. It's a time of spirits, and especially in Mexico. Yeah, there it moves. There it's real, you know, there you can feel the substance of it. So it's a magical time. And yeah, last night I fell asleep after dinner, and then at 11 o'clock I put up my mask and I went to the gables and I jumped in like, wah! So it's nice to do that sometimes. The beautiful feminine energy that brings up Mary Magdalene to me. Yeah. Because when you look at the Gnostic tradition, it got crushed by the Catholic Church. And it was the power of Peter who represented and created that church. It's not just the guy. He was not a bad guy. He did his best. And a lot of people did find structure and safety in that religion. Yeah, it did bring order, but it bring also control. And the pure spirit of the pure experience of the divine and dancing, the joy and the being inspirited by the divine was not allowed anymore because the priest was in control and he was the only one who could take care of that connection with God and not the people. Now, luckily, Yolanda remembered. He is a real Gnostic. And luckily, this movement went underground and it kept moving. And it is coming up now. In fact, now it's the time of the return of Mary Magdalene, of the feeling body, of the heart, and of the intelligent heart, the thinking heart. And with that, the mind changes into the feeling mind, the receptive mind. And so we live in a very interesting time. And, you know, the Gnostic tradition went underground. The Pentecost movement of the people, the disciples who danced when the Holy Spirit came in, they were inflamed, and they danced. But then the whole thing crumbled. Why? Why? This is a question.
I don't have a clue.
Why? Where's the clue? Why does it crumble? Why does it not stay that Gnostic spirit of the dancing with the fire of the Holy Spirit? Shame?
Oppression.
Mm-hmm. They weren't together anymore. No. They went in all directions. Yeah.
Ego.
Ego is involved. Maybe some spiritual ego was evolved. That's a strong one. Yeah. There was oppression and there was lack of togetherness. So, yeah. And if it went above ground, they burned them as witches. Yeah, because they were nature connected. They knew about oneness of all things. And that was not allowed. So, yeah. It had a lot of to do with control, but it had also to do with the togetherness. And that is most essential when you want to celebrate communion, what the disciples were doing, being in communion with Spirit and what the Master Jesus brought in, then you need a strong togetherness. And of course, you can feel where I'm going already. That's what we are doing. Yeah. We are creating here this togetherness. And what do you need for togetherness? For sure, you have to be open to Spirit, because that's the one that brings us together. But there are some factors needed. And one of the factors is intimacy, spiritual intimacy. And that's only possible when there's trust, when you can trust each other and look each other in the eyes. We did a beautiful exercise. I think we did that in the Primal Spiritualities, and we did that yesterday in the spiritual regeneration group in the sanctuary. and we appreciate each other. Like Atom, I appreciate your silent presence. Talking about presence, yeah. So, and that created a coherent field of connection, which was substantial. The substance was not only anymore present in the people individually, it was present in the midst of the group, and it created coherence. And we have been doing that in our community. And so when there is that trust, when you really mean it, yeah, and you really trust the person in that, beyond the little hesitations you may have, maybe, but then you decide to let that be true, then we create trust and we create togetherness and we create a matrix in community that holds things together. This is one of the ways, you know, and there are many ways to do that. 2 weeks ago in the dome at the Wednesday Evening Service, something beautiful happened in my experience. It was the end of the service, and then suddenly Lana said, let's do some toning. And then the wisdom of the leadership is to listen to spirit that moved through Lana. And we did toning. And after that toning, there was this silence for several, I don't know how long, a minute, 2 minutes. And everybody knew not to break that silence. Everybody knew what was happening. Yeah. And that is to me a sign that it's happening in our community. Yeah, we can receive that energy, that power. And you know, these things touch me. So when the waters flow, the feeling body opens, yeah, a lot is possible. And so what do we need to really be in communion? We need that intimacy, that trust, and we need to allow spirit move. The divine in each of us is something we allow to come forth. We don't need to do it. We just let it reveal itself. And that is what we do on an individual basis. Create the substance, create the coherent field, create the level what David speaks about, that level of control and design, which is space and time. If we work with that consciously, we can hold it in our own hearts and hold the space for the divine spark, which we are, our true self. And if we do that community-wide, and each of us know as a leader what we are doing, we can hold it in a community. And that's a beautiful experiment. We need that in this time that we are on this point of evolution and devolution, to make it now a little bit serious. We are on that point, yeah, and we know it. And all the scientific research and all the science show it. So we can look at it and say, okay, yeah, or we can say it's not that difficult, or let's not make it too heavy. But we also can say, I take full responsibility for this moment in time. I know what is happening. I have the power. And that is taking responsibility for that moment where the several cultures before didn't take responsibility because they didn't realize what's happening. And there are several cultures, the Roman, the Inca, the Maya, etc., that went down because there was ignorance about what was happening and not really taking the full responsibility. So we can take that responsibility. And it's not just a heavy thing, it's a beautiful adventure. Yeah, and we are doing that here. It's a beautiful adventure to step in that level of conscious presence and responsibility, to take that on and do that here in our circle together. And that's a celebration. It's a celebration. It's not only a serious business. No, we can celebrate it together because there's beauty and grace what comes forth. And we enjoy each other in that presence. In our costumes, because we are still human beings with our limitations. And that's the game. In the humbleness of our small humanness and the mistakes we make and in the same time to receive the power of that divine spark and that growing pure self with all its capacities and all its possibilities and all its adventure. So let's do that. Thank you.